Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you with us, hanging out with us for another, I don't know, Don, what's the period of time? 30 minutes? Is it 30 minutes?
It's like 29.
Okay, 29 minutes, you're going to be glued to your seat with incredible stories and us and our banter that is going to be amazing. Ava, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
If it's out of hand, she can always shut us off, so that's okay. Tell you what, we got some good stuff coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about river tactics as well as what's going on this time of the year, whether it's in the field or on the water. We've got a new update on corner crossings as well. Federal government ruled on that. And we finally are going to get to our lure addiction story, Don.
Oh, good.
We're going to have that happen. So that and more. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Welcome back. Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to be seen.
Donald.
In Don's words.
Yeah.
It's good to be seen.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. It's better to be seen than viewed.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I mean.
Or in other words, it beats the alternative.
Yes.
That's kind of how I think it works. Last time I checked. I'm looking forward to today's show. I got to be honest with you. A lot of good stuff. I had to change some gears. I had a guest scheduled. We'll have to postpone until next week. But part of this I had already planned on. We've looked at, obviously, everybody talks about the weather as I smack the microphone thinking it was Don's head.
I'm going to move my head.
Yeah, there it went. Obviously, weather plays a big role in everything that is involved in, whether it's hunting, fishing, I don't care, any outdoor activity, weather plays a role. Temperature trending is one of those things, whether it's spring or fall, that really starts to have that action. It does one thing, and it creates a reaction within animals, within whatever it's fishing or hunting, regardless, right?
It does it in humans, too.
Well... Well, of course. It's cold, I'm going to wear a jacket. And the problem I have is most of the times it's cold, I'm still going to wear shorts until I can't.
I was at coffee with my buddies on last Wednesday morning, and it got a little cooler during the week, you know. And of course, they're all going golfing. And the conversation was, how's your back? I don't know about this weather. So evidently it affects humans too. Back to the fish.
It does. It can. And I think that when you're standing in the outdoors or fishing, whatever it is, there's certain days when it works. This last week, we had winds that were upwards of 50 miles an hour plus across the Midwest. And nobody was immune to it. It didn't matter if you're the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, everybody had it. And that plays a role. But what it really comes down to this. When you're looking at the temperature changing, you're looking at fish with daylight, the temperature drops, they realize it's time to put the feed bag on, and things start to turn on. The fish start migrating in a river scenario, whether it's a pier, it doesn't matter where, the fish take on a fall pattern, and they start to put the feed bag on. And that is what really, this next month for me, is game time. Yep. I will spend as much time in a boat as I possibly can. Unfortunately, and this is the reason I bring this up, now I'm torn because I'm going to bow hunt. So you now are. Now the challenge becomes, how do I balance this out? So I figured it out. We talked a little bit about it before. I'm going to do the morning hunt. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to do the morning on the water and the evening on the hunt.
Okay.
That's kind of my thought process. Because you go into the woods at, let's say, 3:30. I already got my limit of fish. I'm all good.
You only need to go out one day, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, I eat them. I'll eat it every day. Literally. I'll cook fish every day.
No, I'm talking deer.
Oh, deer? Well, I like to pass on deer. See, that's my problem, though. I'll pass on deer. It's like, I don't know if I want that one. Or, you know, it's just not quite. Yeah. You know, and then I find myself December 15th looking at, I'll take anything. I'm cold. You know, and of course they walk by and then you can't draw the bow back because you have muscle fatigue. So, you know, the thought process right now, we're looking at the river. You're looking at vertical jigging being one of the big ones, vertical jig and plastic, vertical jig and minnow. You can set up on a spot and blade bait. There's so many ways that you can go out and attack the river and have success this time of year. And that's what's fun. If you want to play with different techniques, tactics, come out to the river, come out to anywhere you're going to be going to. The fall is a time to verify what you're doing. If you have somebody less experienced, it's a time to get them out on the water and have them have some fun. At the same time, you're looking at enjoyable to sit in the woods. The bugs are generally going to be somewhat gone. We've had some colder nights, and that's a big plus as well. So a lot of that really comes down to time of year, the trending and trending in the or tendency for the temperature to be on a drop. It turns the fish on, it puts the feed on for deer, and they're much more bold in a lot of cases. Unfortunately, Don, you have to be careful because then also you look at it, they become nocturnal. So understanding what is minimal shooting light is a very important piece of this whole thing. So understand that and
watch your clock.
Yeah, watch your clock because you're going to have to chase them if you don't quite get the appropriate kill shot. So,
yep. If I don't have a good shot,
that's why I don't take
5 minutes before, 10 minutes before.
No, not happening.
Because now you're looking in the dark, in the darkness,
and not a pleasant experience.
No.
So, but speaking of pleasant experiences, you guys are going to get to hang out a little longer for more pleasance of our presence with the Valley Outdoors. We'll be right back with more.